Amen. I decree and declare our covenant is a covenant of peace, prosperity, and blessing. I decree and declare the greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I decree and declare we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. I decree and declare your words, your spirit, Lord, they comfort us. I decree and declare our righteousness is from the Lord, and everything we do, we will prosper, for we are like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I decree and declare we are doers of God and blessed in his deeds. I decree and declare we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I decree and declare our peace of our children, and they are taught of the Lord. I decree and declare your word flows through every organ of our body, bringing healing and good health and longevity to our lives. I decree and declare we are the head, not the tail. I decree and declare we are above and not beneath. I decree and declare we are prosperous. We host witty ideas and businesses. I decree and declare we are more than conquerors. There are more with us than against us. And I decree and declare Christ has redeemed us from poverty, sickness, and spiritual death. Prophetess, you can go ahead and open the line so we can speak in our heavenly language.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, And Father God, we thank you for the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich in that no sorrow. Lord God, I thank you for your peace that be still. I thank you, Father God, for your peace that surpasses all understanding. I thank you, Father God, for no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I thank you, Father God, for making ways and opening doors. I thank you, Father God, for ordering our steps. I thank you, Father God, for being light to our path and the lamp to our feet. I thank you, Father God, for the reorganization, Lord God, the revitalization of your people, Lord God, the restructuring of your people, Lord God. I thank you for the things that you're doing in this season. Lord God, I thank you for the influence that you're giving your people to be, Lord God. For the harvest is plentiful, but the harvesters are few, Lord God. I just thank you for allowing us to come together for your kingdom, Lord God, to bring in those people that desire to know more about you, Lord God. I thank you for the teaching that you give us, Lord God, through your master prophet. I thank you for the wisdom and the insight that you give us, Lord God. I thank you for the growth and the development that we receive on this line and in this ministry, Lord God. I thank you for the healing, Lord God, for you said by his stripes we are healed. I thank you, Father God, for the collection, Lord God, of the souls, for the collection of things, Lord God, that were lost, Lord God, or taken from us, Lord God. I thank you for the restoration. I thank you for the wholeness. And thank you, Father God, for allowing your people to participate in their future plans and goals. I thank you, Father God, for removing those things that are hindrances, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for binding those things on earth as it is in heaven, Lord God. I thank you for giving us the power to speak to things. I thank you, Father God, for giving us the power, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to speak to that mountain and telling it to be thou removed and to cast thyself in the sea. Lord God, I just thank you for the things that you're doing in this season. Thank you for taking residence in our hearts, Lord God. I thank you for allowing the enemy to be scattered seven different ways, Lord God. I thank you for raising the standard, Lord God. I thank you for the relocation, the traveling favor, Lord God. I thank you for the judicial favor, Lord God. I thank you for allowing the cases to be turned in the favor of your people, Lord God. I thank you for the judgment. Revenge this mind, saith the Lord. I thank you for the things that you're revealing. I thank you for the revelation. I thank you, Father God, for the harvest. I thank you, Father God, for the harvest. I thank you, Father God, for giving seed to the sower. I thank you, Father God, for the abundance that shall abound your people, for Jesus came that we might have life and that more abundantly. I thank you for the prosperity. I thank you, Father God, for the power, the love, and the sound mind that you've given your people, for we've not been given the spirit of fear. I thank you, Father God, for your grace. I thank you, Father God, for your mercy. I thank you, Father God, for your protection and your comfort, Lord God. I thank you for the doors you've opened, the opportunities. I thank you for the keys that you've given us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the things that are at hand for your people. I thank you for the restoration of the power, the confidence, the boldness, and the vision that people have. I thank you for the restoration. I thank you for the resurrection of their dreams, Lord God. I thank you for the path that you have me on. I thank you for my life. And I thank you, Father God, for those who are sick and shut in, Lord God. And I thank you for quick and swift recovery, Lord God, and allowing them to walk with a clean bill of health. I just thank you for the manifestation. I thank you for the multiplication factor. And I thank you, Lord God, for the place, the wealthy place that you have for your people. I thank you for allowing us to be established in you. I thank you for the foundation, and I thank you, Lord God, for your word. And I thank you for forgiving us for what will be done, for we not know what we do. I thank you for being merciful, and I thank you for the new mercies that we see on this day. And I thank you, Father God, and I love you unconditionally because you first loved me. Amen.
Father God, amen. I just thank you. Father God, I just thank you for your word, the Bible, and your gift of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for Bishop Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their faithfulness and loving your people and for the opportunity that we all have together to globalize the prophetic. I love, honor, and praise you. Thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
Father God, we thank you for another day to come before your presence in oneness and in unity. Thank you for every prayer that's uttered. Thank you for your love. We thank you for success and to open doors, not just for ourselves, but for others. Father, we thank you for being disciplined. We thank you for being submitted unto your will and your way. Father, we thank you for restoration, and we thank you for a quick turnaround. We thank you for real estate miracles, and we thank you for grace and mercy. We thank you for new jobs that we can create and we are going to create for other people, Lord. Father, we thank you for those that even may have gotten a pink slip. Father, we just want to let you know that we know that you're opening up a greater door unto them, and we want them to be at perfect peace even in that situation. Father, we know all things are yea and amen because you have ordained it to be so. Father, we thank you for our very own Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenard Jordan. Father, we thank you for our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Father, we thank you for the Jordan legacy. We thank you for every family legacy that is on this line. Father, we know that no weapon formed against anyone that is connected to this ministry shall ever prosper. Father, we thank you for grace. We thank you for your love. Father, we thank you for keeping a hedge of protection around your children in this hour. We thank you for our fledglings, Lord. We thank you for their love for you. And we thank you for the next generation that is coming up in this season. Father, we thank you for poem and prophecology. Father, we thank you for the sick and shut, and we thank you for the healing and strength of Minister Vostick, Stephen Vostick, Prophetess Aisha Cooper, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Brother Wally Villal. Father, we thank you for Mother Dorothy Myers. We thank you for all the prayers and names that is on that prayer list, Father. You cover every one, Father, because we know that you are our shepherd, and we shall never want, need, or lack for any good thing. Father, we thank you for restoration, and Father, we thank you for the ability to move forward despite what it may look like, but we know that's only temporary because you are in control and you are ordering our footsteps. I thank you for my children. I thank you for my grandson. Father, give him the peace and clarity in this season. Ray J. Baker, Father, I thank you for covering my granddaughter, Samoria Cagle. And Father, I thank you for strengthening Lene as she is in college and as she is determined to be disciplined. In Jesus' almighty name, amen and amen.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for your covering, for your mercy, your goodness, and your loving kindness, God. And I thank you for this new day that you have made and how you have allowed us to come together on one accord, lifting up our voices in prayer, seeking your face, seeking your ears, God. Thank you for being in the midst of us because you said where two or three are gathered together, you are in the midst, God. Thank you for your covering, your mercy, your goodness, and your loving kindness. God, I ask you to remember those who are on the sick list and those who were named by Prophetess Barbara, Brother Marcus Fugate, and Brother Ronald Clark. God, remember them. Remember those who are sick and shut in, God. I know you won't forget them. They are your people. Heal them, Lord. We're looking for them to be whole, healed, and complete, God. Thank you for each and every person listening in on the line. I ask you to bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen them in their bodies, in their hearts, in their minds, God. Those who need emotional healing, heal them, God. Those who need physical healing, heal them, God. And those who may have any type of mental disturbance right now, God, touch them in a mighty way. Let them know, let them feel your presence and know that you are there. God, you have each and every one of us in the palm of your hand. You said you'd never leave us nor forsake us, and we thank you for that, God. Thank you for your mercy. Your mercy endures forever, oh God. And God, I want to thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and for their vision in globalizing the prophetic and reaching out to the world with truth and knowledge of your word, God. And thank you for this platform that they have allowed us to come together and pray. God, I don't want to forget anybody. I can't remember it all, God, but the Holy Ghost knows who we should pray for and what we should pray about. But God, I ask you to remember the children who are going through, who are being bullied, who are trying to commit suicide, who are coming up against all kind of demonic spirits, God. God, bless your children, save them, protect them, please, Lord. I also ask you to look upon your elderly, God, your elderly in nursing homes, those who are sick and shut in, those who are without family, those who are lonely and sad and confused, God, comfort them in a mighty way. God, I also ask you to remember my own sister and her husband, and I ask you to remember my family, God.
Amen.
Thank you for your covering. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our hearts shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you. Psalm 33:20-22. Father God, we want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name, Lord God, for allowing us to come humbly before your throne of grace, Lord God. We want to thank and praise your name for everyone that's on this line, O dear God. We want to thank and praise your name for those that are listening, O dear God, and standing in the need of prayer, Lord God. We want to thank and praise your name for just continue to bless us us and keep us humble, dear God, and continue to wash us white as snow, Lord God. We thank and we humbly ask that you continue to give out, just pour out your spirit of grace, oh dear God, and favor, Lord God, and most of all, your mercy. We thank you in advance for all the blessings that you continue to bestow upon us, oh dear God. We thank you for those that names have been called for prayer, oh dear God. And Lord God, we ask a special blessing for those that have been on the prayer list for so long, oh dear God. We thank and we praise for your healing, Lord God, for by your stripes you said that we are healed, Lord God. I'm a living testimony of your healing power, Lord God. And Lord God, we want to thank and praise your name for the Master Prophet Ibn R. Jordan, Lord God, and Pastor Lady Deborah Jordan, for having this platform for us to be humble, to come to you with nothing and no remorse, Lord God. We want to thank you in advance for just covering our family, our children, as they walk to and from. We want to thank you for going to the hospitals and the hedges and the byways, oh dear God, and bestowing upon the sweet savor that we continue to smell from you, oh dear God. We thank you for allowing us to be the remnant in the earth, oh dear God, that we will continue to follow your word, that we will continue to uplift your name, oh dear God, that we will continue to praise you like never before, that we will continue to be humble unto your grace, that we will continue to read your word and allow it to be a part of us, oh dear God. We thank you in advance, oh dear God, for just giving us restoration in our finances, for us to have faith in our finances, to put it on assignment, Lord God. We thank you for the vision and the mission that you have given each and every one of us. In your son Jesus' name we pray and give thee thanks. Amen and amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much as we come together once again, coming boldly before your throne, saying thank you for allowing us to wake up and see another day. And so we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I thank you in advance for the healing that is going forth even now, for all of the prayers, the prayer partners that were on the prayer list, Heavenly Father, even those that were not included. Lord, I thank you for the strengthening that you are doing and continue to do in Prophetess Cynthia Dawson's life. It was such a pleasure to hear her voice on the call tonight. And Lord, I thank you for continuing to be with our leaders, Archbishop Master Prophet Ibn R. Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Lord, I thank you so much for them and their life and what you're doing. Heavenly Father, I lift up the DeCruz family right now, and I thank you for the new addition, their baby son, that was brought into the earth realm. May he be a mighty force for you. And Heavenly Father, I thank you for covering Prophetess Naomi right now as well and the rest of the Jordan family. Thank you, Lord, for being our protector, our guide, our leader, our strengthener, our comforter. Thank you, Lord, for ideas of prosperity and raising up the wealth consciousness in the people. For those who may be claiming that they don't have money, let the situation and the voice and the authority in their mouth be turned around and let them claim that they are money. They do have money-making ideas, and the money will be manifested. I thank you, Lord, for that. I thank you, Lord, for healing. I thank you, Lord, for revealing that which was previously concealed. Lord, I thank you for your anointing and for the cup that is running over and for the overflow that is taking place in our life. And I thank you for the oil as it flows down from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. And I thank you for what's happening along the way, for your helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the belt of truth, and the gospel of peace that is on our feet as we walk boldly in the earth realm. For your feet, for your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And so I thank you for allowing us to be the willing vessels to allow our light to shine forth through the darkness, and we pierce it on each and every side. I thank you for the rising up of your righteous people, and I thank you for us allowing us to be able to take it and take it by force. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. And Father, I want to just thank you for this opportunity on this new day, on this new morning, to come before you and lift your name up, Father. Thank you for being the head of our lives even now. Thank you for all of the people on the line even now, Father God. Father God, hear our prayer, O Lord. Father God, thank you for protecting us, keeping us, leading us, and guiding us, Father God. Father, open our eyes so that we may be able to see clearly, and open our ears so that we can hear you clearly, Father God. Father God, I want to thank you for our elders even now. Lift them up, Father God. Keep them in their right frame of mind even now on you, Father God. I want to thank you for our children even now, Father God. Father God, continue to keep them and lead them and guide them even now, Father God. Touch their minds, their hearts, and their spirits even now, Father God. What are our steps, Father God, even now in your word, Father God? Father God, thank you for covering us, Father God. Thank you for keeping us, Father God. Father God, you are worthy, and we continue to praise you and lift your name on high. I love you, Lord. Thank you for drawing right relationships to our lives even now, Father God. Father God, allow your will to be done in our lives. Thank you for covering our households even now, Father God. Father God, I want to lift up those that are sick and shut in even now, Father God. We're just praying for their strength and their restoration and wholeness in you even now, Father God. Father God, allow your will to be done in our lives even now, Father God. Touch the heart of your people even now, Father God. Thank you for comforting us even now, Father God. Thank you for loving us, Father God. Thank you for peace and patience even now, Father God. We'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. I love you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. And we thank you, Father, that you comfort all who mourn and that you provide for those who grieve in Zion to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes and the oil of joy instead of mourning. God, we thank you this morning that you encourage the hearts of your people, Father. We ask, God, that you encourage those who have lost loved ones, God, especially during this holiday time, God. We ask, Father God, that you encourage those who have lost their homes in fires, God, and those that are homeless, Father God. We ask, Father God, that you build up a nation, Father God, of people, Father God, who will be givers and who will, God, spread the good news and spread the word about your love and, Father God, about your continual mercy and your continual grace, God. We thank you, Father God, that you are God, God, that knows all things, God, and sees all things, God. We thank you that you are a just God. And, Lord, we pray for our government. We pray for the political unrest everywhere, God. And we pray, Father God, that you will stabilize things because of the prayers of your people, God. You said the effective prayers of the righteous prevaileth much, God. As we come before you tonight, God, we lift up your name, God, and we call upon the Lord of mercy, God. We call upon, Father God, the God of the universe, the great I am, the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, God. Lord, we know of your wondrous works, God, and we know of your ways, God. And we ask, God, that you continue to bless your people, that you continue to protect your people, be a hedge, Father God, of protection around them. Hide them under the shadow of the Almighty, God. And we ask, Father God, that we pray, Father God, for those that are in churches and pastors and teachers, God, and prophets, Father. And we pray, Father God, for even our own Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father, and Archbishop Jordan, God, we pray for their vision. We pray that they continually globalize the prophetic. We thank you, Father God, as we raise up a standard, God, and as we decree your word, Father God, and as we declare a thing, it shall be so, God. We thank you, Father God, for your power. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your steadfastness, God. And we ask, God, that you're moved by your spirit this evening, God. And Father God, you would position your people into the right places at the right time, God. We thank you for the new territory, God. We thank you for the new wisdom, God, and the new visions that will come, Father. We thank you, Father God, that you're moving women into their right places, God, and that you're moving in the forefront, God. We thank you for the intercessors, Father God, that are coming forth, God. We thank you for the prayer warriors, God. We thank you, Father God, for the angels that have charge over us, God, and for the warring angels, God, that do warfare on our behalf, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're raising up a standard and that you're raising up a banner, Father God, for your people. And thank you, God, that you are Jehovah Nissi, God, God, our banner. We thank you, you are Jehovah Jireh, the God that provides for us. We pray for everyone on the conference line. We pray for their families. We pray for our loved ones. We pray for those that are sick and shut in. God, we decree and declare, by your stripes we are already healed. The work has already been done, God. And we thank you as we proclaim it, that it is so. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
And Father God, we give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, God. We thank you because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. We thank you, God, that you are our source, God. We thank you, God, for our growth, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for covering us, our loved ones, our children, our family, and all around us, God. We thank you, God, for your covenant. We thank you, God, for your protection, oh God. We thank you, God, for bills paid in full. We thank you, God, for giving us innovative ideas, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for peace in our homes, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for blessing our hands, Father God. We thank you, God, for creativity, dear Lord. We thank you, God, that you are the author and the finisher, God. We thank you, God, for your healing power, God. We thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for comforting and graciously regarding those who suffer affliction, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for visiting them with your healing power, oh God. We thank you, Lord. And we thank you, God, for being the hopes amongst those that was affected by storms and any devastation, Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, for also giving them unshakable peace, dear Lord. And we thank you for our leader, Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you for both of them. And thank you for all the leaders all over the world, God. You know who they are, your leaders. Thank you, God, for blessing them and giving them directions in their lives and in the lives of your people, God. We thank you, God, for keeping them faithful, God, in your precious mighty name, oh God. And we thank you, God, for letting us be prosperous and letting us be above only, Jesus. And we thank you, God, for wisdom, for knowledge and understanding, oh God. In your precious, mighty, and merciful name, we pray, amen and amen. Amen. Prophetess Darlene? Amen and amen. Amen. Prophetess Darlene, are you on the line? Amen. And amen. Well, and we can go to the announcements. Anyone have the announcements? Amen. Can anyone hear me? I didn't get disconnected.
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, amen and amen. Okay. I have some of the announcements. 9 o'clock Eastern Time is the conference call. Join the Master Prophet Monday through Saturday. We have Pop Life Radio Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And we also have the 8 o'clock conference call. Join Prophet Joshua Jordan and the Company of Prophets Monday through Friday. And again, this line right here, give us a call in because we have this prayer call Monday through every day. Monday through Sunday. God bless you all, and continue to join us again each night on this prayer call. Amen. Anyone have any other announcements, or did I miss anything? Please, Company of Prophets.
No,
amen.
You covered everything. Yes.
Amen. And yes, and don't forget to sow your seed. Go to your email. Master Prophet always send us an MP3, and he will let you know what best seed to sow for the day. Amen. God bless everyone. Company of Prophets, I love you.
One other thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to remind all the great people of God, if there's still time to sow a seed for Archbishop, Master Prophet, and Pastor Deborah Jordan's 38th anniversary. So you can go to 212-316-2177 or 888-831-0434 to sow your anniversary seed for our very own Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah Jordan. Amen?
Amen. And I want to say again, thank you all for being here on this line. God bless you, your family, loved ones, and may blessings continue to flow through your home each and every day. God bless everyone and have an awesome and wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.